Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can feel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. This is a two-part episode that will help you explore where you are operating in your own strength instead of God's, especially when it comes to your purpose. In part one, we focused in on the weight of what you're carrying, and in this episode, we explore one of the roots of this tendency. If you consistently experience tension in your business or feeling confused about your God-given purpose, I invite you to set up a call with me by clicking the link in the episode details. Let's start by settling into quiet stillness before the Lord, to practice resting in and waiting on Him. To prepare for that, allow yourself to settle into a comfortable position and begin to take some slow, deep breaths. As you breathe, picture yourself entering the presence of the Lord, imagining the setting and where you might be in relation to Him. With that picture in mind, take a few moments to breathe in and soak in His presence. If your thoughts start to become noisy, simply acknowledge them and turn them over to the Lord. Whenever you feel pressure in your business, career, or purpose, and it starts to weigh you down, sucking the life out of you, at the root is often the spirit of control. And control can show up as worry. I've been down that path many times and know it all too well. It was in one of the moments like this that God brought to mind Matthew chapter 6, verse 28, in which Jesus tells His disciples to consider the lilies of the field. Jesus pointed out the lilies aren't toiling about trying to clothe themselves. And yet, they are clothed with more splendor than Solomon. Toil is hard and exhausting work. Toil can cause us to be bent down. Sit with God for a moment and ask Him to show you where you are toiling about, which most likely leads you to carrying those heavy burdens that are weighing you down that we explored in last week's episode. Again, ask God to show you where you are toiling about. If your thoughts start to swirl, you may want to pause the meditation and jot down your thoughts. You could even start with this sentence: I'm toiling about in, and finish it with whatever thoughts come to mind. Thank you. While our lives are more complex than grass, the fact that Jesus pointed it out in his example of how we are to be means we have something to learn from the lilies. Meditate with God for a moment on Matthew chapter 6, verse 28. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Again, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Ask God to show you specifically what He wants you to glean from the lessons of the lilies and how He wants you to apply this to your purpose. As we close out this meditation, you may want to jot down what God brought to mind so you remember it the next time you are tempted to step into toil.